Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Should the Boston-based company DraftKings be regulated like a casino? That's one of the questions the State Gaming Commission took up yesterday. The examination of the fantasy sports industry comes amid growing awareness of the industry and questions about its practices. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has our story.
10 minutes past one, we are reconvening the 167th meeting of the Mass Gaming Commission at the Hines.
Sitting behind his name card in a gray conference room, Commission Chair Steve Crosby said that state law does not give his commission the authority to regulate daily fantasy sports companies like DraftKings.
We do, however, have an interest in the gaming world, and we have a lot of experience in the issues of whether and how to regulate, whether and how to license, and so forth.
And at least some members of the commission seem open, if not eager, to be part of a new regulatory scheme. Commissioner Gail Cameron says she and other gambling regulators have been raising questions about the industry that lets consumers make up rosters of pro sports players and compete for cash.
Group play, five people in one location, a collusion issue. Can the system be hacked? Can the account be altered? Can the outcome be altered? Can you change your lineup after you submitted it?
Cameron says she's been talking to experts.
I certainly was convinced that this is an area which should be regulated. I've spent a good deal of my career in New Jersey dealing with illegal sports betting, and I've seen the harm.
Commissioner Enrique Zuniga argued for regulating daily fantasy sports like gambling.
There's enough similarities to other forms of gambling that have been widely accepted as gambling that it merits the regulation that that Commissioner Cameron and everybody seems to be coalescing around.
But the chair of the State Gambling Commission, Steve Crosby, warned about over-regulating the fledgling industry.
If we came in heavy on this, you can crush an industry like this overnight. There needs to be some contextual framework that gives reason to where we propose coming down on this.
Crosby's careful consideration must have sounded good to Stephen Martino, a lawyer representing FanDuel, the other chief industry player besides DraftKings.
Obviously, we are concerned that if you impose a casino gaming style of regulation into this industry, it's going to make it very difficult for the industry to grow and prosper.
But that's not to say the industry is not open to some regulation. FanDuel yesterday sent a letter to its consumers citing a need for strong, common sense consumer protection. Martino says the company is looking forward to taking up the Massachusetts Gaming Commission on its offer to hear from daily fantasy sports companies.
They had indicated that they wanted to have a discussion with the industry to gather information, and we'll be responsive to that.
So will DraftKings. CEO Jason Robbins says in a statement that his company is committed to working with government authorities to ensure the industry operates completely transparently and fairly. As those discussions take place over the next few weeks, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission is writing up a policy proposal to give to state lawmakers, the Attorney General, and the governor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.